All right, we have four more readings, and then the music will play. And just so you know, Abraham Smith, who was scheduled to read tonight, couldn't make it to Chicago, so he won't be reading tonight. But he's in our thoughts. I'm very happy to introduce Joel Craig, who one of the best people to work with ever. And he's also the author of Shine Tomorrow, which is out now. His poems have appeared or are forthcoming in the Zoland Annual, A Public Space, The City Visible, and Moonlit, among others. He is the poetry editor for Make, a Chicago literary magazine. And he also co-founded and curates the Danny's Reading Series here in Chicago.
Gravitate to the one that I adjusted earlier, but I think I'll adjust it more. That's good. Thanks everyone for coming, and Sarah, thank you so much. Sarah is amazing. She works very hard, and we have this great little system of putting things off and then having a flurry of magic emails. Anyway, I've not had much sleep. I'm going to read one little poem, and this poem is dedicated to John Beer. At least it's dedicated to John Beer before the car accident and the internment and the exile. It's called The Second Half of the Flight. Going on old gut instinct, I said, instead of pushing away your dead friends, when you wake up, try bringing them along as allies during the day. There was a smudge of blood on my collar, and I was staring at it, not really thinking anything at all when the roof fell in. You don't often get to hear the actual words of an early childhood programming. With new emotions creeping into your life, perhaps higher frequency is compensated by reduced intensity. After the debacle in San Fernando Valley, I told her she could do anything she felt like, a simple gesture to reassure the child inside. At the top of the hill, there was a crumbling cement overlook and the remnants of a spiral staircase to an upper level that no longer existed. The traveler can see a legion of bulldozers developing extraordinary rapidity into the green, the millions and millions of compounds that are known. It is a project, not a certainty. Christmas in the hills, big smiles. The Russians recoil from nothing, so I never try to force public opinion, not when it is so young. Real caring, like love, cannot be forced, and she should have sufficient insight of her own to be aware of what her feelings toward me really are. Trying to open my eyes or lift a finger to deliver the most reassuring description. Jesus Christ, there are foods and metabolites, hormones, enzymes, and minerals that in essence define us. Like a mummy in an undiscovered tomb or a star in some undescribed galaxy, they may be unknown to us, but they might be present in a tea leaf or a moss spore. Not wanting to get in the way of the image, I speak quietly, but at least now I can talk about it, looking at the way her body lay, hands relaxed, fingers loosely curled at her sides. I couldn't figure out how I got outside. The view was lovely, surrounded by palm trees and flowering bushes of many kinds, and it was the tropics, the real tropics, again. I also teach hypnotherapy. I've written a book and I'm doing very, very well. Would your dog fight a bear for you? I'm thinking about this big Zoom lens, how I began exploring the world of administrative officialdom for ultimate magical overlaps. The reward for this caper will be in the stamps, not the science. Bigger bridges, better bones. The victim was Catholic. A lot of intensity and passion and wonderful Latin phrases. It's here that the two areas of my personal interest, stamp collecting, God saving us, effectively overlap. A sherbet cool breeze coming through my open doors to my immense relief. I had been sweating in the earlier humid warmth, and now finally I was feeling comfortable, peace and quiet for a while. He sat back in his seat, looking at me thoughtfully during liftoff. That makes very much sense, as you say. It is true, I should not be afraid of them. Why should I fear dead friends who love me? Thank you. And our next reader is... We're very, very happy to welcome Arda Collins, who is a candidate in the PhD program in poetry at the University of Denver. She holds an MFA in poetry from the Iowa Writers Workshop, where she was a Glenn Schaefer Fellow, and her poems have been published in The New Yorker, The American Poetry Review, A Public Space, Jubilat, and elsewhere. She is a recipient of the May Sarton Poetry Prize from the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and her collection of poems, It Is Daylight, won the 2008 Yale Series of Younger Poets Award, and is forthcoming very soon, and it's very cool. So please give a warm welcome to Arda Collins.